Don't mind me. It's been a while. I haven't done this in some
time. Recording in progress.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions in the room first with Iman, and then we'll go to the Zoom portion of the call. I think there's a bit of So, Mitchell, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
Sure, yeah, Andrew. Obviously, a tough stretch of games for you guys, four games in Ontario in the next five. How important was it to get a big, big win to start that?
I mean, no matter what the situation is, when or where you are in the calendar, I think a win is important regardless, you know. We came in into this game determined to leave with 3 points, and that's how we're going to take the next match. You know, it was one at a time, and this was the first one. So it's a check off the list, and now we just have to rest, recover, reflect, and prepare for the next match.
You obviously conceded very quickly after scoring your first goal. How important was it to then not only get the second, but get the third as well, and you know, kind of keep attacking on that?
I've had some coaches over my years that point out, you know, after goals, you know, before half ends and when half starts, you know, that first 5 to 10 minutes, you know, is the most important minutes of the game to be focused and stay on top of things. And I personally feel, I mean, you know, guys may have different feelings on it, but I feel like we took our foot off the gas and you know, we got punished for it. And after that, you know, we put our foot back on the gas, and there goes the rest of that, you know, and obviously, yeah, we got our two goals after that. We limited the chances they had, and, you know, obviously we leave here with 3 points, but, you know, that's something that we're going to be focused on from now on, you know, never to get complacent, take our foot off the gas, and make sure that we finish off the game just as the way we started.
Hey, how is the chemistry that you have with O'Carroll? See, you guys are talking, like, whoever goes up, the other one stays behind. How is your chemistry?
It's great. You know, Andy, like a lot of the guys in the back line, you know, I've only had so many games with them, but, you know, Andy is a very technical and tactical player, and, you know, I speak a bit of Spanish, so, you know, guys speak English, he speaks English, but there's just something about when he hears those Spanish words said to him first that, you know, it's easy for him to kind of just get the information faster. And, you know, Rocco and I, even Joe, you know, we're not, they're not as great as Spanish speakers as I am, and I'm not that great, but it's, it helps along with the chemistry. And, you know, he comes up big for us in a lot of games, and, you know, he came up big for us today with his composure on the ball, and the amount of balls that he was able to win. As far as, you know, when they look for it long, you know, when we had to release him and he heard it and he reacted and he won him. And for me, I think he played a very great and vital role for us.
Today you guys came with good energy. the question that I have, you guys do very quick passes. That's, you think that was the secret today for beating York United?
I mean, we look to do this every game. You know, if you can get faster and more sequence of passes and moments to move the lines of the opposing team, you know, it creates spaces and, you know, it creates opportunities, which, you know, you saw in the first half where it was some of our best ball movement led to some of our greatest chances. And, you know, we wish we had capitalized them earlier in the game, because we could have probably put this away in the first half and then have to go into the second half with a different tactic. But, you know, that's one of the things our team is quite good at, with the quality of players that we have is, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say we're like tiki-taka guys or anything, but this is what we look to do. We look to play because that's the quality of the players that we have.
You guys are playing Forge next time. You guys are going to be able to keep the momentum going?
That's the plan, you know. I mean, no one ever gets on here and says no. So, yeah, we're looking to, you know, with this win was an important one to take into, you know, as far as confidence-wise, to go into the next match, because, you know, Forge is also coming off of some good wins in the past, and I'm sure they have the confidence as well. So this game itself was very important for us, and, you know, there was a lot of, you know, silver linings in this game, and, you know, think the lessons that we could learn from this that we're going to have to take into this next match, and then we nip that on the butt, then, you know, we're going to have ourselves a great battle in this next next upcoming match.
Any other questions in the room for Andrew or your mates as well?
there was a lot of fans for right behind your bench. I know you were on the field, so you didn't see them. But do you know where, like, where's Anthony McCauley? They had like 20 people in the matching T-shirts and that. Is he from around here?
Well, he's from Ottawa, but
Ottawa,
you know.
Oh, sorry. Go. Rocco Romeo.
Yeah.
Like TFCG.
Yeah.
I know his parents and stuff, but yeah. Did it come out? Just there other parts of Canada where? You know, family comes and follows.
You know, we actually had quite a bit of families traveling, you know, some that came from Ottawa, from Montreal, you know, from different areas of Toronto. My aunt herself came up from Ohio, brought my cousin along from Pennsylvania. So, you know, I mean, when you have teams in Toronto, you're more likely to get more, visiting fans because of the location and, you know, the availabilities to travel into Toronto. So, you know, it's, you know, actually, and, you know, my aunt-in-law, he flew up from Florida, you know. So, you know, it's just Toronto's location itself, you know, it makes it more available for people to come in. And, you know, it provided a great atmosphere for us, you know, knowing that we had, you know, traveling fans and supporters makes it all the better when we step on the pitch.
And then you won at the end. Was there any pre-scouting that you knew that New York might be tired because they beat to Vancouver on Wednesday? And then also that they said there was really like one regular player on the bench, and all these guys are call-ups from League One local teams and that. Or did you just say, we'll just try and win right away? Did you know they were
going to
tire out?
Honestly, I really don't pay attention to it. I mean, this is just me personally.
Okay.
You know, our coach watches the game and other guys on our team watches the game. I personally don't keep myself up to date as far as the matches they played and, you know, as far as, like, if they went to 120 minutes. You know, I just see the endings, the final score, and then, you know, move on. But I don't pay attention as far as how hard their battle was, because at the end of the day, they have to come in, play the next game just like we do, and, you know, put out 100%. And whoever they called up, I'm sure some of those players came onto the field today, and, you know, I'm sure this was a great opportunity for them, because, you know, some of them brought, you know, a bit of quality onto the pitch. You know, they didn't, you know, the game didn't completely change. They were still in there to the last dying moments of the game battling. So for the guys that called up, I hope, you know, this is their chance to, you know, hopefully get seen and, you know, saw the quality that they bring, because that's what this league is about, getting more young players from Canada the scene. And, you know, they did well in my opinion. I'm just glad we did better.
The call now. Ed, you've been waiting patiently over there in Winnipeg.
Oh, this was a slide, right? Yeah.
Hey, Drew, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Right on. Maybe just how about a big picture take on where you guys are at? Because, you know, you've been away, there was some injuries, a lot of people in and out of the lineup. Where do you sense this team is at right now at this stage of the season?
We want more. We're hungry. You know, the way we started wasn't exactly the most ideal situation. Coming off our last three home games was the worst case scenario. And, you know, and it just left us hungry for more, because we know that we left those home games unfulfilled. So now we're practically in revenge mode, so to say. And now we're looking for blood, no matter who it's against. We're looking to come out against every team and any team, and try to leave us with as maximum points as possible.
And I know there's sort of lots of season left to go, but just what does a result like that do then to build on that? You kind of touched on it a little bit, but how much, I guess, basically, how much did you guys need this to kind of, you know, get, you can't get on a roll unless you get the first one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some would say, I used to hear this a lot when I was younger, you know, winning is contagious, and this was the first one we needed to kind of bring into the next match. And, you know, York is a fighting of a team. You know, they're gonna battle with you the whole way through with the players that they have, and, you know, and the quality that they have. They're gonna see you through all 90 minutes, and we knew it was gonna take a lot, you know, to leave here with 3 points. And we're glad we did, and now it's to take that into another good opponent, and, you know, match them in intensity and see them on the field for 90 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
All right. Oh.
You guys have a great day. Oh, God. Anybody know if there's a masseuse around here?
Nice. I'm like, what's going on here? It must be a tough bottle, right?
Gosh, but take care, guys.
Great. Couldn't shut him up.
He's like that. Hey, what's happening here? It's a lot of people, huh? It's a good thing I'm in a good mood. Okay.
We'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to the Zoom portion of the conference. So, Mitchell, we'll kick us off.
Bill, you said midweek how important it was on this road swing to make sure you got all 3 points. You know, 1 point wasn't good enough, per se. How important was that to, at the end, you know, get that?
Very, very important. I think that we started off playing with the urgency of a team who needed the 3 points, and it was getting a bit frustrating because we felt we were always close from dangerous areas, but not enough, not getting enough to goal. But I think that the guys kept their cool, and they just kept going, and then the game opened up for us after the goal. I was a bit disappointed with conceding so fast after you get that first goal, but you know, getting back at it and being able to secure the 3 points was the main objective. So now we could breathe a little bit more, and it's going to be tight. We know it's one of those where every time you could come on the road and get a win, it's important for the outcome at the end.
Another big game from Moses Dyer in the midfield there. How well do you think he did, especially with York really trying to congest that middle of the park?
Yeah, he's a strong boy. He's a competitor, and he doesn't cheat. He covers a lot of ground, and I think that even when he plays up top, he's someone who presses well and is very, has a very good mental disposition for that. So that's the base. That's the base. I think that, you know, above everything, the most important is the spirit in which you play the game, and Moses plays with a great spirit, and that's important for us.
Finally, just your front four today really seemed to combine very well. Thoughts on their performance? They created a ton of chances.
Yeah, when the game is a bit more open, or when we're able to open it up, we always create, and that's the characteristics of the players that we have. And yeah, again, the game wasn't easy. I think we took advantage of circumstances also. And you know, when York now has to chase the game and open the game up a bit more, it gets better for our front line. So important to score first in any game, but I think that a team like ours benefits from that. Thanks,
Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
We see great combinations today. You guys start from the beginning, but what can you tell me about Vaquero? The development of a Cuban player, and the funny part, he used to live here.
Yeah.
He never had a chance to play for any local team. Now he's on your hands, and we see him develop into a good position. What can you tell us?
Yeah, and he's technically skilled. He's a player that has a lot of quality. We have a relationship, me and him, in the sense where I'm very demanding with him. I still think that he's a player that fights to keep his levels of concentration high in every play, in every action. And I challenge him a lot on that. And I think that his quality is undeniable. He's someone that is comfortable on the ball, helps us on the first and second phase of build-up. He's someone that now needs to give us a little bit more when we go forward. I would like to see a fullback with his quality get an assist here and there with a cross in the box, but he's someone that we like, and that's why he's playing, and that's why he gets minutes with us. Now, again, it's keep working with him and working with his in his consistency throughout a 90-minute game.
The potential that he has on the locker room, because besides that he plays soccer, He's a good singer too.
He's a DJ, right? He's a DJ or whatever. He sings well, right?
Yeah.
You listen to his songs?
Of course, I was one of the first person who interviewed him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You like his songs?
Of course. He was here many concerts.
I like the fact that he sings, but I don't know, because I'm 43, and this music of the new generation, I'm still not sure about it. But of course, that locker room, they all understand each other, and music is one of the elements that they share a lot. So it's a fun guy to have around. Great spirit, always joyful, always happy. And that's always good. You want good people first and foremost, and Andy's one of those.
Any other questions in the room for coaches?
Well, there must be a way that you know ahead of time that New York and Floyd had just got back from Vancouver.
Yeah.
And that their bench was extremely thin.
Yeah.
There's guys that I would follow with League One Ontario, which is, I also do support for them, that they were reluctant to bring any new folks in. Is that a way that you thought, I know they're going to tire at 70-something minutes, and then we can really...
I never brought it up to our players. I always prepared the team for the best possible opposition.
Okay.
But as coaches, you always... You have that in the back of your head. It's a lie when you say that it doesn't cross your mind. You still need to come in and do the job, because this is a team that has defended very well since the beginning of the season. And it's a team that we know that when they set their lines a bit lower and they get in that mode where they're going to close the space and close the lines and they compete, they're very hard to beat. So you have it in the back of your head, but at the end of the day, you still have to play the 90 minutes and you still have to do the job. So right now, I don't want to take credit away from our guys. I think that York played a hard-fought game. Respect to them, because it's not easy what they've been going through with their calendar and having that spell in the Canadian Championship. You'll have ups and downs in a season, and you just have to manage them. So I'm sure they're going to get through it, and they're a tough team to come and play here.
Well, I'm going to go home and watch the little right down with the Canadian Nationals.
Yeah. Enjoy. I'll watch Matt Catavol. Thank you. Do I see my people?
You've been waiting patiently, Ed. Over to you.
Hey, Philip.
Ed.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. You?
Good.
It's a good weekend for you, isn't it?
Not too bad. I wanted to ask you about the reaction of your team after conceding the equalizer, because it seemed like they found another gear instead of maybe backing off or being overwhelmed by the tying goal.
Yeah, we knew at that time that we were the best team on the field for the majority of the game. So it's part of the game. You know, we had a few mature guys there, a few older guys on the field, and I think they responded well. Of course, I made an allusion to it. It's not a good moment when you get the lead away from home and you give a goal away right away so fast, especially in a moment where the team wasn't set defensively. If I'm not mistaken, it's a bit of a transition, and you know, at that point in time, you need to weather the first 5-10 minutes after you scored. So we didn't do that well, but we reacted, and credit to the guys for that.
Just one more from me. You know, you had a long wait between matches here, and everybody was quite open about needing a result.
Yeah.
Do you learn anything from your guys when they go out and get the result? You know, because sometimes pressure can, again, overwhelm.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've had that pressure for the last 2-3 games, playing at home and not getting the win at home when we had targeted maybe getting 9 points, at best, at worst 7. So of course there is an element of pressure, but there's also an urgency. And you know, I go back to this team. We haven't lost back-to-back games this year, so the guys have responded every time that a result doesn't go our way. They've responded, and of course now we need to find ways of getting these points, these 3 points at home, because we've been a better road team than we have at home, and that's something that we need to address. Because if we do the job at home and we're able to stay consistent on the road the way we've been, then we're a playoff team. Then there's no negotiation. There's no doubts about us being above the line. So that's something we need to find a way to do. What's the blueprint? Try to bring our on-the-road performances to our home field.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Sam? See you guys.